We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Falcons at Commanders. Pittsburgh's next opponent is a 4-point underdog on the road.
So I think everyone's buying the Commanders right now because that defensive line, which is how they built their team, like Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, all those guys are starting to take over. Heinicke's numbers aren't that good, but he clearly has some juice with his teammates that Wentz doesn't.
Okay.
Having said that, I still like Atlanta to cover here. I don't think they're going to win the football game, but I don't know. Four for Washington just seems high in general, regardless of who they're playing. Atlanta's still in it, man, so I'll take the Falcons plus the four.
I'm going to go with the Commanders because all the Falcons want to do is run the ball. And with that Commanders defensive line ready for the task, I think they'll take that away. Low-scoring game. The total is only 40.5. It's come way down. I think Washington wins by about a touchdown. Commanders minus four. Donnie Football has sent his pick in to Harry Callis, and now let's go to the Harry Callis Radio Network for his pick.
The Atlanta Falcons lead by three, and the Washington Commanders are on their own 30. They need a lot of yards to get into field goal range, and they're moving quickly. Here's Taylor Heinicke dropping back, throws to the near sideline on a slant, and it's picked off. It's picked off by A.J. Terrell, and that'll do it. The Washington Commanders throw an interception late in the game, and that'll pretty much do it. The Atlanta Falcons have the ball back with about 20 seconds left, no timeouts on either side, so they're just going to run this clock out. Plus four, Falcons.
I like the A.J. Terrell there. That shows you've done your homework. Good work.
Which he didn't do for his ghost hunting expedition.
I'm not a ghost specialist. I am a sports professional.
Yeah, you sound like it. And one that is looking for girlfriend number four.
Yeah, I guess you could. Okay.
Now that's really spooky.
You find love in hard to find places. Imagine if he had found one down there in that slaughterhouse.
We found love in a slaughterhouse.
All right.
There were ghosts there too. All right, the money ball
is our best bet. It counts double. I'm going to take the Broncos minus 1.5 at Carolina with Sam Darnold at quarterback against one of the best defenses in the NFL. Denver minus 1.5.
I can't bet on them at all. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break one of my own rules here. I'm going to take an enormous number and bet that as my money ball. The Rams are so bad. I don't care that I'm laying 15.5 with the Chiefs. I don't care.
Oofa.
I don't care. I will lay 15.5 with Kansas City.
Donnie's money ball pick.
The Bears have the ball at the one-yard line of the Jets. Going to be a quick play, handoff, David Montgomery into the end zone, and it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown for the Bears, and the Bears beat the Jets in overtime. Final score, 26-20, Bears over Jets. Moneyball, Bears plus six over the Jets.
Okay.
All right. This was fun.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.